following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
Well, I'm just saying, listen.
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
You serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling
all
it.
I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday program, and we are looking forward to another exciting sports season, whether it's football, volleyball, cross country, softball. By the way, Kearney High softball team off to a great start, and congratulations to Coach and her players. They pick up another couple of wins last night. So we'll be talking about, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show, a ton of sports on the season, and whether it's high school, college, pros, it's the exciting time. Next week, we'll have our Husker Open for 2015 and jump into it. Yesterday, they didn't even practice. Coach Mike, right? This has become a tendency. Coach Bo did it. He sometimes had unique ways, and, you know, where they had the cell phone go off in the team meeting and he got mad and he punked him. And, you know, he's done that a couple of times. But most programs, so I don't think we have to read a whole lot into yesterday. Defensive coordinator Banker spoke because the media guys were ready to go and then there was no practice. So defensive coordinator Banker gave a few comments, but it just, you know, he kind of said, well, you know, it's a good time to rest. Well, something. We'll find out about it. Coach Riley's style is a little bit different. Everybody's style is a little bit different. So good for the Big Red. They'll go today, tomorrow, and then game week next week. We will be live at Memorial Stadium on Monday for the Doug and Daddy Show, hearing Coach Riley's press conference, talking to a couple of the players, and finding out a whole lot more. That is next Monday. Today, Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, to talk high school football. Our final Big Ten preview got us through the whole month. Breanne Body Calhoun, defensive back, and a good one from Minnesota. And we've got Fanatics Trivia, Oregon Trail Rodeo going on this weekend over in Hastings. We'll talk with one of the top bareback riders in the world that will be there on Sunday and win Ratliff. He happens to be a Louisiana native, and he would have been 16 when the hurricane hit. Now, I don't know how much, because I haven't talked to Wynn. We had this set up with our folks over there at Oregon Trail with the rodeo. But it'll be interesting if you were anywhere in Louisiana at that time to kind of recount that. And you've been hearing stories here the last couple of days on the national network about the 10-year anniversary down there in New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina. So all that coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and the number one team or the two-time defending state champ, depending on which poll you look at, got beat last night. Omaha North was up 13-0 in the first quarter. Special teams got beat 21-19. Extra point was blocked, and then they had to go for two and didn't get it. So, Jimmy, it's here, man. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to Ravenna tonight.
Yes, I am. St. Cecilia at Ravenna.
Have you got Have you got the uni all laid out and you're ready to go? And is it the same one you were? Because last year you were hardly did any because the last couple of years.
Yeah, I really did hardly riff at all.
Did you have to get a new one?
No, what I
slim down? Well, different size.
Unfortunately, I think I put on a few pounds.
No.
And so I've got two pairs of pants. I haven't decided which one I'm going to get into, but I'm going to go to the steam room one more time before I leave and see if I can fit into that one pair. But I got a new shirt, and I'm refereeing a crew now. See, last year.
So who's on the crew? Can you share?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to share that with you.
I didn't know if it was some of the same guys
I can't share that with you. Right. Yeah, but I might next week. Next week, Doug. In fact, next week I'll share it with you, and I'll see how the crew does, and then we'll talk a little bit about them. But we go to Hay Center at 3 o'clock in the afternoon next week, and at 7 o'clock we're McCook. So we're hoping to get these two games, a six-man game at 3, and then you hustle over here. And, I might have to bust out of here about 12:05, to get to Hay Center, because it's not exactly, right across the street.
No, and you know how to get there?
Oh, yeah. I played at Hay Center.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunately, I know how to get there. I don't know how to score many points there as a coach.
Hay Center, a great little town. I had never been there. I think the first time I ever went there was state playoffs. Elwood was there once. Pleasanton was there once. Hay Center made it to the state finals. The one was a state semifinal, and those are good people. There's not a lot of paved roads leading into Hay Center, especially if you come from the north. And the second time we went there was after all the flooding, and it had washed it out. And I mean, whoever did the makeshift road, thumbs up. I mean, we all know that it was tough. But, it's just one of those things you don't think about. I mean, people couldn't get from here to across the street because some of that stuff was washed up.
Oh, you're right.
Had some help from some folks down there, Hay Center. They're good people.
But Maywood to Hay Center appears to be 28 miles. But if that road is washed out, I might have to leave here Thursday because there is no easy way to get to Hay Center.
Well, that's the best part about it. You get to go see some new territory throughout the year, and we will be embarking on that. A lot of local games tonight, I've got Kearney Grand Island. Randy's going to go to Kearney Catholic Ord. That'll be here on ESPN 1460, the Grand Island Kearney game on Classic Hits 98.9. Mike Will has Adams Central Northwest on 1230 KHAS. Then we'll also have the Hastings Gehring game from the folks out west on ESPN 1550 at 8 o'clock tonight. You're at the St. Cecilia at Ravenna game. Central Catholic plays Broken Bow. A couple of the other big games are Donovan Trumbull at St. Pat's, Kennesaw at Exeter Milligan. So a best of luck to all the teams getting their season underway tonight. If you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox for all your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daryl Dawkins, I know that's somebody. I looked back in my audio files, and I'm trying to remember. I was a big fan of the 76ers and Dr. J, and Daryl Dawkins was on that team and won a NBA title in the early 80s. And that was Moses Malone had moved in as the big man then. But let's face it, if you were my age, you were a kid when he's breaking backboards, thinking that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And just a... And then I got a chance to meet him because he coached one of the basketball teams that played the Nebraska Cranes about, what's that been, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I reffed his game, Doug.
Big man, big hands. And I was looking to see if we had any audio from that, and I could not find any. It didn't mean that it doesn't exist. I just couldn't find it this morning. But, it was cool to meet the guy. And he was here in Kearney a couple times, and you, if you paid any attention at all, how likable he was from all that played with him and against him.
Yeah, he was, I think, the first guy to go directly from high school to the NBA. Daryl Dawkins was, and after he finished his career, and he averaged about 10 points a game and about 7 rebounds, but he played with some phenomenal guys, Dr. J. I mean, there weren't a lot of shots being taken if he was on your team. And when He went, and he was, his goal was to get into the NBA. When I refereed his game against Pennsylvania, I asked him, I said, hey, you know, I said, of course, you know, Jim Langan. And he goes, yeah, Daryl Dawk. And yeah, I know you. He didn't know me. But when I asked him, and his goal was to get in the NBA, you know, but he did not, you know, since he didn't have a degree. You know what I mean? When you go straight to, so, I mean, don't get me wrong. He made a tremendous amount of money. Yeah, you know, by going to the NBA and signing at that time, and but he was a very likable guy. Most people really, and he was a they say he was kind of, he gave his dunks, he gave them names, you know, like this is the this and this is that and this is that one, and so he was you know, he's kind of a showman. There's no doubt about it. You know, I believe he was, that happened in Kansas City, and believe it or not, Doug, I think I was in Kansas City maybe the day that that happened, or very shortly, because I think we watch the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Kansas City Chiefs. And we thought about, hey, maybe we should go to this game. And I think they moved that game from Kemper Arena because the ceiling was bad, and they moved it to, like, the Civic Auditorium, you know, and so hardly any games were played there in the NBA, of course. Kemper held a lot more people.
Well, Daryl Dawkins from the planet Lovetron.
Is that what he says?
That's so awesome. Yeah. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us. Noah Fant from Omaha South made his commitment today. He's one of the Super Six that the World Herald does at the beginning of the football season, one of the top players going into the year. He's committed to Iowa. He was on Nebraska's radar. Nebraska wanted him, but he commits to Iowa. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about last night's game with Omaha North falling to Millard West, and we'll talk about all the season ahead. Stu Pospisil will join us right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now on America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with a high up in the low 80s with northwest winds around 10 to 15. Then with clear skies tonight, we'll head down to 58, followed by a high in the upper 80s Saturday. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 72.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Throw up before.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Rolling towards the end of August. State Fair going on. Of course, Jared Neiman will be there tonight and have a good time at the State Fair over the next 10 days. A lot of cool things going on, and we'll be talking about that. You'll hear reports here on ESPN. If you're getting outside and enjoying the final few weeks of summer, you should do it in a new Jeep from your Midway Auto Dealership. No payments for 90 days, and all Jeeps purchased before the end of the month. If you're looking for adventure, the Jeep Cherokee has been made a whole lot easier to purchase with 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 bonus cash. Stop into your Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, for more details, or go online to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on today's Doug and Daddy Show. The Nebraska volleyball season begins tonight. The Huskers will be taking on Tulsa, and then home games tomorrow against Grand Canyon out of Arizona, and also Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Also going on in Grand Island tonight, part of the State Fair activities, is a little college volleyball. Hastings College, ranked 22nd in the country, coming off a good weekend out west, will be taking on Bellevue University tonight at 7 o'clock. So a little volleyball going on there. If you're a big volleyball fan, check it out. There you go. Soccer. Hastings will be home tomorrow night for their openers. And the basketball, Big Ten basketball schedule was announced last night. The Nebraska men and women, if you're looking for something to do. I know a lot of people went down for that New Year's Eve Husker-Indiana game last year. Well, the men are going to play on the 30th against Northwestern, and the women are going to play on New Year's Eve against Iowa. Also, when you don't play everybody home and home, Nebraska drew Indiana and Maryland both at home, both expected to be in the top 10, if not the top 5, in some preseason rankings.
That sounds like a good schedule, Doug. You know, I'll tell you what, it's fun to have big games at home, you know. So I think the University of Nebraska caught a break there when they don't have to play everybody twice.
Well, we'll see. They're all going to be tough for the Big Red, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's interesting, we had high expectations. You and I kind of talked about they probably were overranked, but we still had higher expectations than they finished. And this year, I think I've lowered my expectations. and maybe I've done that for the football team, too. I hope not. But, you know, that we were talking about that BYU-Nebraska game. And is that game a tough game to handicap? Every time I turn on ESPN, BYU has another player getting hurt or quitting the team. And you know, have you noticed that, Doug? I don't know if you like this. BYU, guy quits the team. BYU, guy's out for the season. BYU, how many players do they have? Do they have like 200 guys? Or 180? 160 guys?
I don't know.
How many football players do they have?
A lot of Mormons?
Yeah, well, have you noticed that? And then I got on the Vegas Insider, and they made the same thing. They said, this game is an extremely hard game to handicap when you talk about the personnel that Nebraska could lose, plus players they lost last year. You know, these are different coaches. You know, they talk about how hard that is to handicap the University of Nebraska this first week. And plus, when they're playing BYU, there for a while, people really liked BYU because there was some solidity there, you know, where they were solid. You knew what they were going to do. You didn't know how good Nebraska was, but you knew what BYU. But unfortunately, now you don't know what BYU is going to do. They've lost so many players.
Nebraska should be the better team, but they're not going to be overly better team. And if everybody was one-on-one, we saw what the spread did, opened up about a touchdown for the Huskers. A lot of that has to do with being at home. This is going to be more about Nebraska than it is against BYU. I don't think BYU is going to come to Lincoln and beat Nebraska. Nebraska will have to help them out a little bit. Yeah. They'll have to lose the turnover battle. They'll have to make mistakes. They'll have to have more penalties. Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to find out next Saturday. That's the exciting thing about tonight. That first game, you kind of learn quite a few things. You got to make sure you don't overreact positively or negatively, but you do at least learn quite a bit after that first game.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing, Doug, too, is like you said, the penalties. Tonight in high school football, you will find out how many penalties they are, and just about the easy things, false starts, you know, illegal substitution, things like that, that you know you can get rid of after week one.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the opening night. Last night, the opening weekend continues tonight. Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and happy football, Stu.
Happy football to you guys.
Well, you are so smart because you had Millard West second and Omaha North sixth, and other people just didn't have it that way.
Oh, really?
But
I haven't noticed.
You were there last night. You saw it. We now know how we've always talked how important it is to make those kicks, but Millard West just about gave it away in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, first 10 minutes and the last 2 minutes. A lot of sloppy play at times by the Wildcats, but they persevered and eked out a 21-19 win over the two-time defending champions.
So an exciting game to get the season started off with last night. And then anytime Lincoln High wins, I think that that's probably something to talk about. And I thought the story there would be more of the christening of new Seacrest Field. Have you heard much about opening night there?
You know, I really haven't. I've driven by a couple times. I mean, it's nice to see paved parking lots. The press box, I hear, is a significant upgrade, except for some reason they decided not to make it climate controlled, which I would think down the line, if we would ever have to leave Memorial Stadium, I think that would work against Seacrest and maybe getting the games. I'm really surprised they did not climate control that, at least put heat in.
Stu Pospisil with us here. We'll talk a little bit about this opening Friday night. But this morning, Noah Fant, one of your Super Six, made his commitment. He made it to Iowa. Is that a surprise to you?
You know, I hadn't really been on this morning yet. Actually, considering the other big-name schools that were pursuing him, yeah, I think that is a surprise because Iowa's program, albeit what the state has contributed with, Abajda and Drew Ott now, Iowa's just kind of treading water, don't you guys think?
Well, I had this discussion with an Iowa fan just last night. And when we were in Chicago, I bluntly said it to a couple of the kids and media guys. They agree. When Iowa's supposed to be good, last year, perfect example, should have been 10-0. I mean, whatever you want to say, they're favored in the first 10 games. And I thought they'd win the West last year. And then when you don't expect anything, then that's usually when they go out and they play really, really well. And that's what's kept Coach Ferentz good. He hasn't talked much to the media in fall camp, so I guess Fant said this morning, he said they were the school that showed the most interest in me, and that's still to this day. The first school that contacts you and the one that seems to show you the most love, that's usually where the kid ends up going. You can talk about academics and wins and losses and all that, but I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well, you got to go where you feel the fit. Be it with the school, with the team, with the campus life. I think of Matt Hill. He fell in love with Austin, the Lincoln Southeast Center for in basketball from a few years ago. His personality and Austin's vibrant atmosphere, campus and off campus, that suited him perfectly. So you can't fit round pegs in square holes.
Stu, another thing when you think about this is there's some players. I mean, and I'll give you an example in baseball. There's a guy that's maybe a first baseman, and that's the only place he can play is first base. But he's batting about 360. He's got about 40 home runs. You're not going to get to play very much if you go there compared to go someplace else. So I think some of these guys want to play right away. They want to play. They don't want to sit on a red shirt. They don't want to sit out a year. They want to get out and play a little bit. Maybe I was that place.
It very well could be. I don't know what he's been told or, and you always, as an outsider or someone who maybe is a little jaded after, dealing with recruiting for 30-plus years, you have to always wonder what's being told to kids because things change. I mean, I don't see Kirk Ferentz leaving, but, things do happen. So I think you better make sure you're fit with the academics for sure, and with the team that's there, because if you don't get along with the players that are there, they're not really going to be leaving. The coaches may come and go, but the players there, you know, the great majority, even with a coaching change, would stay in place.
Stu Pospisil with us here from the Omaha World Herald on the Doug and Daddy Show. Next week, I'll get a chance to see Kearney play Lincoln Southwest, another Super 6 kid in Nick Lenners, committed to Kansas State. Tell us a little bit about Nick, and then I see this morning that Ross Ells, former Husker assistant, former Hastings College head coach, he's helping out over at Lincoln Southwest.
You know, I've not gotten to see Nick play live, and we'll have somebody at the game tonight. It's a huge game. Fan-wise in Lincoln. It's Lincoln Southeast, Lincoln Southwest, and, you know, if the weather holds on, and I'm sitting here in East Elkhorn, and we're getting a mist right now that we haven't had yet this morning. We had about 2.5 inches at my house earlier, but Southeast Southwest could draw 8,000, maybe more, with people curious to see what the renovated facilities at Seacrest look like. You know, K-State got in on Nick early. He committed early. You know, I think if Southwest is going to kind of get above that 500 threshold, he and some other guys are going to have very good seasons, and starting with a win tonight.
Well, let's take a look at some of the things that are going on tonight. As usual, in Class A, the Metro dominates the top. There's not much there for Lincoln. You did put Southeast in at number 9 with the potential, and Grand Island, who will see Kearney tonight, is the outstate team that you believe is going to be the best and has a chance after back-to-back state semifinal runs. What about Class A this year?
You know, I think it's Metro-dominated. You know, I think Norfolk has a chance to be pretty good as well. You know, with a lot of these schedules, you know, it depends how many chances you have to avoid, you know, some of the best. I mean, I look at Millard West's schedule. You know, they start with Omaha North last night. They've got Millard North, the preseason number one, next week. And then they don't see anybody, at least in my preseason rankings, until week 9 with Southeast. Now, there's a game up at Norfolk in there, and I am thinking that might be the first time a Millard team has played in Norfolk ever. So that could be that's one I'm definitely looking at going to, especially since Norfolk be kind of an injury depleted Wildcat squad last year, but Norfolk played very well that game, and that was before they lost Gunnar Fuelbarth to a season ending injury, because Norfolk was playing pretty well at that point. But you know, overall, I think the strength is in the Metro, and unless Lincoln kind of gets its act together, I see it being that way for the foreseeable future.
You know, I agree. That seemed like the last year in particular, Omaha North was so much better than everybody else. I mean, let's be honest about that. But the rest of the group, there's been years where the number one seed in Class A would have trouble beating the 16 seed. Because there just wasn't a real dominant team. When I look at the classes this year and I see them, it looks to me like Class C2 this year is really loaded with really good teams. C1 looks like it's up for grabs. A lot of teams could win that C1, but it doesn't look as loaded as C2. Your thoughts?
You know, C1, I think you've got some of the usual, you know, suspects, Norfolk Catholic, Kearney Catholics in there. You know, Boone Central, last year's champion, new coach, a lot of graduation losses. Ashland Greenwood, my preseason number one, has some top-level talent, been in the state finals twice, been crushed twice. You know, is that chip on their shoulder, is that the motivation to take them over the hump this year in a pretty balanced group? And then in C2, you know, again, it's kind of the same teams up there. David Say Aquinas, which meets Hardington CC tonight, rematch last year's state final. There, you've got Donovan Trumbull playing North Platte St. Pat's tonight. That's another good ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia, Carl Tesmer's pretty high on his Blue Hawks, and we know from basketball and that they've got some athletes within that school. So, you know, and if you want to extend it to Class B, I think Class B is kind of wide open as well. And A, if Millard North doesn't separate itself, like I think the Mustangs are capable of, I think they have enough bulk up front and enough speed that, barring injury, they could possibly do, you know, maybe not North's level last year, but pretty close.
Stu Possible still with us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Check things out on Prep Extra at omaha.com. And we've talked about this over the summer when it was happening in last spring, all the coaching changes that we had over the state of Nebraska, probably as many in 1 year that even either one of us have seen in our tenure. What's another couple of the stories this year in high school football that we need to be watching for?
Well, you know, I think, at least early on, the impact of the new heat acclimatization and contact rules. You know, I think last night we saw that, you know, some kids maybe weren't real contact ready. In the game I saw, you know, they take a hit and they go to the sidelines like they haven't been popped this year. And, you know, you got to get kind of used to that, too, or you're going to, you know, run a little scared. You know, I don't know what the solution is. Obviously, concussions have to be addressed. You know, sometimes I think the better the equipment, the worse the situation gets, because kids think that, you know, the equipment can do it all, and the more high tech the helmet, the more concussions we seem to get. Do you guys think that, or?
Well, the one thing I think for sure is we've definitely, with the NFL, the concussions, the college with the targeting, there's definitely a rule change that we're trying to make this game a little more safer to play. The things that we used to be able to do, you know, go to practice, no water. You know, in the 1970s, you'd have a whole practice, and, you know, you could do, they weren't even giving you water to drink. If they could have, they'd gone practice without oxygen if they could have done it. But, you know, the bottom line is this: they're trying to make this game a little bit safer to play, and they're kind of finding out that players, I think, players that are fatigued, and they're in practice, that's when players get hurt, is when they're a little fatigued. And maybe not so, you know, I mean, on an opening kickoff, I mean, there's a collision that can happen there that nobody can prevent. But if you're fatigued and you're running out of pattern and you're kind of a little tired as you're running that thing, that's when people have a tendency to get hurt. And I think that's one of the things they're trying to stop was this fatigue factor. But it sure didn't help everybody get ready for the first game. I will give you that, Stu, 100%. Hopefully these players are in better shape in October now because of what they've done in August to prevent some of this stuff from happening. But I guess that's my thoughts on it. The other thing, I know I'm refereeing tonight, and if there's a target, I'm calling it. We've been told by the NCAA, the defenseless players, we are to protect anybody that's defenseless, and I guarantee you, they will back us if we throw a flag for that. So this will be the first time I see this in high school in the state of Nebraska, where you'll see so much of the officiating to stop a player from being, and they even give us some criteria what a defenseless player is. This guy's defenseless. This is a defenseless player. When I read it, I thought, hey, I didn't know that. But so they've really done a pretty good job on that. Your thoughts on that, Stu?
Well, basically, if you're blindsided away from the play, the offender's going to get 15 yards charged to him. Right, Jim?
No doubt about it. I'm calling that every time.
And it should be. I mean, there's no need for it. You know, you're not going to be involved in the play more than likely, you know, especially if you're on the far hash and the plays on the near hash. That's just a needless contact there. And I think that I saw that called a couple times last night, and I saw it called correctly. Some other things I didn't necessarily see that were called correctly. Jim, how hard is it for some crews to measure off 5, 10, and 15 yards on penalties?
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard at all. Let's be honest about that. I know sometimes there's some confusion on a holding call and a pass play. That should be a spot foul where the holding was occurred, because if it's holding in the end zone, it's a safety. You understand
right.
What I mean? So
yeah.
It's pretty simple, but a lot of times I see these teams marching it back to the line of scrimmage and doing their 10 yards. But other than that, I haven't seen, you know, I don't watch a tremendous.
Well, I haven't seen that for a long time. I mean, I don't like the rule. I think the holding call should be from the line of scrimmage, because, you know, the chances of having holding are greater in high school because you're still learning technique than in pros or college.
Definitely
and
correct.
Yet the penalty is the most severe.
Yeah.
But getting off of that, I mean, just marking off, you know, a procedure penalty, you'll see 4 yards, you'll see 6 yards, and it's like some crews just lose track of where they are on the field, or you know, sometimes it's also the chain gang's fault because they prematurely move, and
yep.
So you lose that original spot.
if you have a good heads lineman, he'll help your entire crew out. And it is a little confusing at first. You've seen this too, Stu, and it's very embarrassing. But when I go to my umpire, one of the first things I tell him is, hey, you know what? When you start walking, make sure you walk this way. Because, you know, a lot of times you get confused because you're going to walk. You got a 5-yard penalty, but you end up walking the other way. And, of course, right away when you do that, the crowd starts screaming like, you don't even know which way you're going, you know. So there are some things. But, Stu, do you remember when Nebraska played Michigan State and the game was over? Michigan State intercepted a pass and ran it back 97 yards for a touchdown. And the game's going to be over because Nebraska's going to go down 17. But a Michigan State player picked on a Nebraska guy that was about 35 yards away from the play and just nailed him. And they called him for that. And so when NCAA had that rule before high school actually had it, that targeting thing, that ended up costing Michigan State the football game, and Nebraska ended up winning that game.
That's right.
Well, there'll be the excitement to watch, and I'll add one more thing to what you guys are talking about. There are some places you just have to thank the communities for what they do. Big schools, nice fields, but the smaller the school, it's more of a community. And if you paint your field and you do it right, it helps everybody. If you've got guys that volunteer for 20 years and then their sons and their cousins, it's all part of the pride. And let's face it, you can tell where places have been winning and people take pride, and places are still trying to get used to that. So it's not hard when you go to a ball game to kind of pick that stuff out.
Yeah.
Stu,
you want to explain one more thing before we go
to
the listening audience?
Yes, Stu.
What the high school definition of pass interference is, because it's not like the other levels, right?
The uncatchable pass. But, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you something right now. This is the Jim Langan theory, so it doesn't have to mean it's right. But what I'm saying, if you are in doubt, if you're kind of thinking, you know, man, we're not there to call the might-have-beens. That might have been pass interference. That might have been holding. That might have been a false start. We're there to call the ones that are there. Something that's going to show up in film that everybody sees. If it's one of those bang-bang plays right over the middle where a linebacker and a receiver kind of hit at the exact same time the ball got there, you know, I don't want the crowd calling that. Hey, if it was so close, we don't know. We're keeping our flag in our pocket. And I think more crews should keep their flag in the pocket. And we don't need two flags on it. We don't want to have two bad flags. You know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on that, Stu?
I think people watch so much college and pro that they don't understand that there is no high school terminology about uncatchable.
Yeah, you're right. If the pass is thrown and somebody hits somebody and goes out of their way, not only could you have a targeting foul, you're also going to have pass interference because there is no such thing as an uncatchable ball. You're right. There's some common sense there, though.
And the receiver gets bumped off downfield while the ball's in the air, that should be pass interference.
That's correct. If the receiver's making no attempt to block.
Level.
That's right. If he's in the National Federation, if he's making no attempt to block somebody and he wants to run his pattern, that doesn't give the linebacker free will to hit him. There is no 5-yard buffer zone like there is in other leagues.
Right.
This sounds like we should have been at Big Fred's having lunch, Stu.
Oh, we were there last week. It's still pretty good. You'll have to make it there for State Track sometime, Doug.
All right, buddy. Hey, we will talk again frequently. We always appreciate the time, Stu. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald, brought to you in part on the Doug and Daddy Show by T&L Irrigation with the best value ever on the best pivot system available today. It's the 2015 Harvest Special from T&L Irrigation. It is like no other. You can save $9,000 on a quarter miler right now. Call your local T&L dealer or stop by and see Derek Wagner over at Wagner Irrigation in Holdridge or Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island. You can also, if you're not from this area, you're driving through, check out who your local dealer is at TLIRR.com. T&L, like no other, because of their 2015 Harvest Special, save $9,000 on a quarter miler. When we come back, we got a little rodeo, we got a little Minnesota football, we got Fanatics trivia on this Friday. It's all coming up.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper and Kearney to save you.
Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get USDA Select Boneless Beef Arm Roast, only $3.97 a pound. A 5-pound box of 100% pure ground beef patties, only $19.75 each. And a 2.5-pound bag of ready-to-cook chicken wing sections, only $4.98 each.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
The 2015 Oregon Trail Rodeo takes place at the Adams County Fairgrounds with performances on August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Dance to Whiskey Vent on Saturday night starting at 9:30, and on Sunday enjoy a free barbecue for all ticket holders from 3 to 5 p.m. The rodeo starts at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. General admission tickets are only $10 each. For tickets or for more information, log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com or call 888-462-3247. Let's play ball. Youth sports and adult fall sports leagues are now forming at the Hastings Family Y. Youth sports include soccer, flag football, and volleyball. Adult fall leagues include women's co-ed volleyball and men's basketball. Registration deadline for adult leagues is September 15th. Registration deadline for youth sports is September 8th. For more information on fees for members and non-members, please contact the Hastings Y today at 463-3139 or log on to hastingsymca.net.
When you want to catch all the high school sports action, Platte River Radio is a station you turn to.
Ness Barker got it! And Kearney Catholic is your state champion for the third consecutive season.
For all the local sports scores, updates, and highlights, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com. We could not bring you all the action if it wasn't for our sponsors, including Trampy Ag, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, Hellman Main Kostler and Cottle, Family Physical Therapy, Kappa Grains, the Exchange Bank of Minden, Madsen Seed, First Bank and Trust, Aurora Co-op, and Stadler Implement, all of Minden.
It's been a long day, and your car is on E. Ugh. Okay, I'll go to Fast Bills, because when I walk in, I know that I will be greeted with a fresh brewed tea or coffee and a smile. A good joke, and sometimes a bad one, but the point is, they remember their customers and treat them like friends. So all of a sudden, filling up is something you look forward to. Fast Fills Plaza, your Senex station, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Senex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, if you're looking for some golfing over the weekend, check out the new and improved Prairie Hills Golf Club, only 10 minutes north of Kearney, just $30 for 18 holes and a cart on the weekends. Better rates, weekday specials can be found on their Facebook page at Prairie Hills Golf Club, or give them a call for tee times and specials, 388-5115. Prairie Hills has never looked better. They've got an improved menu in the clubhouse, so enjoy food, beverages, and great golf at Prairie Hills, 388-5115, only 10 minutes north of Kearney. Well, the Oregon Trails Rodeo is going on this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings. The 24th anniversary begins at 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, and then wrapping up Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And one of those young men that will be competing on a Sunday joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, welcome in from Leesville, Louisiana. Win Ratliff, he's ranked 13th in the world right now. He was at the national finals last year. He was also there in 2012, and he's trying to get back there this winter. And, Wynn, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and how are things this morning?
It's been going good. It's been going good. I can't complain. I kind of feel like the old Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere, man.
I was going to say,
me and my traveling partner, Tim O'Connell, we're on the road right now, and we're headed to Pueblo, Colorado.
Tell the folks where you've been and where you are going. Just in this last week to 10 days, I think they'll be a little amazed.
Oh, well, see, Monday and Tuesday it started out was in the Pacific Northwest, Kennewick, Washington, for a couple of days. We had two rodeos there at the same rodeo. And then last night we were we left and was in Vernita, Oklahoma. And then tonight we're in Pueblo, Colorado. And then tomorrow night we go to Tremonton, Utah. Then after Tremonton, then we book it to Hastings. Nebraska, and then after Hastings, I go back to Pueblo for a Champions Challenge event. And then from there, I go to Fowler, Idaho. So right now, this time of year, our calendar's full. There's not a day where we really get a break. We just we're on the move.
How do you travel here? I want to know, like, what kind of car you have and how you're traveling. And
well, we usually just have a sign like a homeless guy does and just hitchhike. No.
Well, that's a good idea. Hey, I'm gonna start refereeing like that.
Money.
When I go referee, I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna put a sign out there with my little stripes on and see if I can get rides.
Yeah, I thought about doing that and put it on my Facebook page just for giggles. But no, we usually have a vehicle. We usually try to keep a vehicle centrally located. And do it like that. If not, normally we just usually fly and get a rental car and stuff like that. So, and then, of course, you know, as much as we travel, we see a lot of the same guys competing, same faces and stuff. So we normally know each other pretty well. And we're all friends, even though we compete, you know, in the same event and everything. We usually help each other out and stuff. So we try to help each other out by catching rides and everything, too. So. It works out both ways.
When Ratliff joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, he'll be part of the Oregon Trails Rodeo in Hastings. He rides Sunday. It gets underway tonight. Okay, now I have to ask you, did your parents have a sense of humor? Does it really say win first Ratliff on your birth certificate, or is that something you went with?
No, that's what it really says on my birth certificate. I always say I think my birth parents were they had to be on drugs to name me like that because it's not a normal name. I mean, it's very unique. But I always tell my friends and my family now and stuff that my kids will have normal names. They won't be a Win First Ratliff Jr. and stuff. My traveling partner, he likes it and everything, but I don't know. I just it fits, I guess, with rodeo, you could say, but definitely it's not your normal name that you name a child, so and everything. So I always say when I have kids and stuff, they'll have normal names. They won't have a Win First Ratliff or anything like that.
Well, when every cowboy has a lot of similar stories, but then there's always unique stories. You're from Louisiana. I wouldn't pick Louisiana as one of the states in America where rodeo is the most popular sport there. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the sport and how you've grown up with it.
Well, I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma, and my parents they're from Louisiana, and my dad works for the government, and he teaches a hazmat course on Fort Polk Army Base. So he had a teaching offer there when I graduated high school. So we moved to Louisiana, and like you said, it's not known normally for cowboys and stuff. It, you know, they're more swamps and gators and stuff like that. That's what I've known it. But when I got to McNeese State University on a rodeo scholarship, my rodeo coach kind of talked me into getting on bucking horses. Bareback riding was my event. I started out riding junior bulls and bulls, and that's what I mainly got my scholarship. That's how I got my scholarship. But then when my coach taught me to get on bucking horses, it was something new and different. He said it helped my bull riding out, so I kind of just went with it. And I don't know, it just kind of took off from there. And, you know, I feel very blessed that the good Lord opened the doors for me to choose that path, because I thought I was going to play baseball. That's what I mainly wanted to do, because I'm a big baseball fan, and I played that in high school, and that's what I wanted to do. But the Lord had different plans in my life, and that's what I chose.
And you went to McNeese State, and McNeese State about put their name on the worldwide map up in Lincoln, Nebraska with a little football game last year. Did you have an interest in that one?
No, sir. I didn't. I usually try to stay a little back, closer at home and stuff. So usually by then I'm kind of, I try to stick around. Usually the winter I try to stay real close to the house a little bit, because I don't, you know, this time of year we're gone so much from our home and everything. So in the winter run, you know, I'm very lucky. I most of the rodeos are around the house. So that's where I try to stay close to.
Last minute here.
But I have been to Lincoln before, and it's a nice facility and awesome. The fans, you know, they pack that place. It's a neat rodeo.
I don't think we're inviting McNeese State back again in the near future, as close as they played us. They were great people. Last minute here with Wynn Ratliff, who's going to be competing in Hastings on Sunday night, but right now ranked 13th in the world in bareback, trying to stay in that top 15, trying to get to Las Vegas again for the national finals rodeo. With Louisiana, there's been a lot of talk nationally, whether it's sports or news, about the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. How did that affect you?
Well, actually, I thank the Lord I wasn't. It never really affected me or my family at all, because we still lived in Oklahoma at the time.
Okay.
But you know, my grandparents and stuff. You know, it affected everybody in that state. You know, not only if it wasn't an emotional tragedy, it was physical. You know, because you know it was just a big disaster in that state. But you know, I was very fortunate for me and my mom and dad not to be affected, but my grandparents and stuff, you know, they kind of it was more meaningful for them. I could say so. I was very lucky. It didn't hurt me, but you know, I know a lot of my friends now that I've got to know, you know, they tell me what an impact it's done to them and everything. So I just count my blessings and thankful that, you know, I didn't have to go through what they did.
And finally, when getting back to the bareback riding here, as you've talked about all the places you're traveling, trying to get back to the NFR, there's a month left before the rodeo year ends here. What do you, besides staying on, scoring well, money-wise, what do you got to do here to get back to Vegas in the NFR?
It's just try to be consistent and try to finish being consistent. And that's the big part of getting back to the finals. You don't have to win every single rodeo, but if you can win money, which counts for a point system, everywhere you enter, you can make up a lot of ground. That's the thing, is just surviving. The last month, we go to the Pacific Northwest. It's a little tougher for us because the horses that you draw and everything, they're not that they're very limited. So that many good horses that you can win on are they're hard to draw. So if you can just survive the Northwest run and everything, then you got it made.
Well, we hope that things go well over the next month, and we look forward to seeing you and the guys this weekend, and you in particular on Sunday over in Hastings. So stay safe, stay healthy, and best of luck. Thanks, Wynn, for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. Look forward to seeing you all.
Sounds great. Wynn Ratliff out of Louisiana, 13th right now in a bareback in the PRCA World Standings. Again, Adams County Fairground, the Oregon Trails Rodeo in Hastings tonight and tomorrow, 7 p.m. Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night is tomorrow. Every fan wearing pink to the rodeo. Dollar is donated to the Morrison Cancer Center at Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Kids Day is today. A lot of youngsters will be at the fairgrounds learning about rodeo and Nebraska's Western Heritage. There's even the 5 and 10K run walk, Tough Enough to Run with the Bulls. That's tomorrow morning at 7:30. You can contact the fair office, and there's a one-mile fun run that goes along with that as well. The Adams County Fairgrounds.com or 402-462-3247. Well, coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Breanne Bodie Calhoun is going to join us here to talk a little bit about Minnesota football and put a wrap. He was one of the cooler guys that we met while in Chicago. They're all good. And then next week, don't forget, we've got more with the Team Jack Radiothon that's going on. We'll be in Lincoln on Thursday, and we'll talk a whole lot more about that next week. But right now, it's Friday. Let's give away a $25 gift card to Fanatics. What do you think, Jimmy?
Good idea. What's your topic going to be? Have you thought about it?
Today, as we go into break, it's going to be high school football.
Okay.
888-455-ESPN. One winner per household every 3 months. If you are the first correct caller at 888-455-3776, you'll win a $25 gift card to Fanatics, your sports bar dedicated to bringing you the game, great food, and good times. Follow the Huskers, your favorite teams, NFL or college, no matter the sport, Major League Baseball, on one of their 30 high-definition televisions, two huge HD projection TVs with great pizza and wings, sandwiches, burgers, kids menu. It's all right there. And, of course, with nice weather, you can sit outside in the bullpen, the Fanatics Beer Garden. Here is your trivia question. And I think you'll know it. It may be hard, but you'll know it.
Okay.
High school football.
Okay.
Ready?
State of Nebraska?
State of Nebraska.
That's going to help.
There you go. This young man holds the Nebraska high school record for most yards in a season, an 11-man, most yards in a career, an 11-man, and the one that will probably help you the most, this young man has scored more touchdowns in his high school career than anyone in any class. This young man scored the most touchdowns in his high school career. Who holds the Nebraska high school record for most touchdowns in a career? 888-455-ESPN. He played some time in Lincoln. We'll be back after this.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is a proud supporter of Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, and the Tri-City Storm. Best of luck to all the area athletes from NP Realty, and we'll see you at the game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
You want the best, you demand the best, and the Carrier Infinity system is the best. Higher efficiency means higher savings on your energy bill. With an Infinity system, you control temperature, humidity, air quality, fan speed, ventilation, the entire system. The Carrier Infinity system allows you to enjoy a more consistent temperature throughout your home. Call today to learn more about this customized comfort system tailored to your home from Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Time out for lunch at Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on nationwide racing, including the Columbus races. Play Keno. Enjoy delicious specialty salads, burgers, and sandwiches, plus full bar service. Non-stop action starts at lunchtime. Continuous to dinner, drinks, and night racing. So race to the finish line. Use Gate 7 during the Nebraska State Fair.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Nugget Daddy Show and our Midtown Mark Cooler question coming up. But first, congratulations to Luke in Donovan. He knew our Fanatics trivia question for the day. And that was which high school athlete scored the most touchdowns in Nebraska history? Also had the most single season rushing or most single season total yards in a season and a career in 11-man. Scott Frost was the answer, so congratulations to Luke. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What has your attention this weekend? The Little League World Series Championships, the PGA Tour, the Barclays with their FedEx Cup going, the start of the high school football season, or all of them? Well, it's definitely high school football today. It'll probably be the Barclays on Sunday. I'm not going to go all of them. I'm going to say high school football.
Just because of today. I mean, it's at noon today or whatever time it is, I'm going high school football. Yeah.
Vote on your Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Next week, I'm going to say college football. I'm going to go right there and...
There's some folks out at the event center that are getting ready for hockey. The Tri-City Storm first practice this afternoon for new head coach McCault and the crew. So best of luck there. It's time for our final Big Ten preview. before football gets going. Plenty of Big Ten, obviously, during the season. Brought to you by the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer, and the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of central and western Nebraska.
The team that has made the most improvement here since Nebraska's joined the Big Ten has been the Minnesota Gophers. And you know what? Even though they've taken a couple from the Huskers the last couple of years, they've been fun to watch. And yeah. Jerry Kill's a great coach, and they got some great players.
They have grown into really kind of a rivalry for Nebraska because you guys have gotten the Huskers the last couple of years.
Rhian Boddy Calhoun joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Outstanding senior for the Gophers. And let's just start there. You need to take that next step. You have to come up with wins. You're trying to get Wisconsin, but there's a couple teams on your schedule that have to be looked at as signature wins. Is that how you see it? And congratulations on a couple of good seasons. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, for first and foremost. We have some big teams to play this year. Starting off with TCU, we got Colorado State, who has a really good receiver, had a quarterback get drafted. Of course, you got the Big Ten schedule, which is always going to be tough no matter who you're playing. So we're just trying to take that next step and looking forward to getting better.
There's a lot of people that think you guys are ready to take that next step. Is this where you envision the program being, and is it where you want it to be?
Oh, yes, by far. The last two seasons, we were one game away, so we're looking to capitalize this season and put that one game in our pocket and move on to the Big Ten Championship.
Can you guys sense it? When you went into spring ball the last couple of years, fall ball, is it different than, let's say, your freshman year or when you started finally getting on the field?
Oh, definitely. My freshman year, I would say the mindset was more, I think we can do this. That was my sophomore year, junior year. I think it was Storm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can do this. And then after this season, it's like, we definitely can make this happen. So that's just how the mindset has changed over the few springs that I've been here.
And I don't know if there's a lot of Nebraska fans that fully understand that you guys played basically the division championship game against Wisconsin, the last regular season game of the year for you guys.
It actually started the week before versus Nebraska.
Yeah.
If we lose that game, our Big Ten championship hopes are dead. So we actually had two playoff games in a row. I don't think people realize that, but it was a great thing to be a part of.
Brian Boddy Calhoun, a defensive back for Minnesota, joining us here. The offense gave Husker fans and our listeners a lot to worry about with Cobb at running back and Williams at the tight end and what they did on offense. So I guess our fans are going to think that about the offense, but tell us a little bit about your defense, how it's come along, and maybe where we're going to see some new faces this year.
Okay, so I'm just going to go top to bottom, starting off with the defensive line. We have a great young defensive tackle who started for us as a true freshman last year named Steven Richardson. You got Theron Cochran, who's a great senior leader. You got Hank Ekpe, who's going to be on the rise. His older brother, Scott Ekpe, just came back from an ACL injury. He's ready to go. Moving on to linebacker, we got Devontre Campbell, who was just nominated for the Buckus watch list. So he's pretty a big deal. Jack Lynn returning junior. And we got some young guys competing for some spots. John Celestin, Everett Williams, and Nick Rallis coming back from an injury. And then you got the four senior DBs, which are getting a lot of talk. But we also have some young guys that are coming up. I would say Jalen Myrick, you'll hear his name. He's the one that does the kick returning. Craig James is our punt returner, who's also a defensive back. And I'm just going to throw the name Ade Kunle out. We call him Kunle. He is a great player. He played as a redshirt freshman on some as a reserve on special teams, and I think you're gonna hear him a little bit this year.
It seems you guys are very optimistic, and obviously Husker fans are gonna remember the with about a minute 40 to go, the turnover at the 2-yard line that really kind of sealed the game for you for the Huskers and set up that big matchup with Wisconsin. Are you guys naturally opportunistic, or is that something that you really try to work on to force those turnovers and get those chances to turn the game around?
We focus on that. We like to think, our coaching staff likes to think, you play hard, turnovers will come. And if you do your job, turnovers will come. I can't really say that play, that's what happened, because it just happened so fast. It was like 1 minute he caught it, the next minute we have the ball. So I think that was just a natural thing for me just to go ahead and strip that ball. I saw my teammate fighting for it, and I did the same, and came up with it.
Brian Bodie Calhoun, we forgive him. He's with us here. You've already got your degree, and you're obviously very well-spoken. You want to go into elementary education, where your degree is.
Yep.
What are you looking to do when your football playing days are done?
Teach and coach. You know, mold some young minds, show them the way, do everything that my teacher did for me. And then on a coaching aspect, coach young men, show them what it's like to be a man competing, going from boy to man to competing in sports. I would like to do high school. No, college is way too much time in that. So I would like high school where it's all fun, a little political, but I think I'll be able to deal with that.
Every young man or young woman that goes into teaching or coaching had somebody that influenced them. At some point you went, man, that's my favorite teacher, that's what I want to do, or my high school coach. Who would that have been for you?
I would say Michael Lemon. He was a great coach of mine. He actually coached me my freshman year. He was my quarterback coach. Cornerback, played quarterback in high school. He was my quarterback coach, and he was also my gym teacher. Great gym teacher. He always communicated with me. He actually went to a different school, but we still talk now, and he helps me out with certain things, and he's now the head coach of my high school, and I think they're going to do some big things this year.
Obviously, you still have work to do, but you're going to be looking back on your career here before not too long here. What do you kind of feel are the fingerprints? What have you left behind at the University of Minnesota?
Developing relationships with your teammates. I think that's one big footprint that I left. Just getting to know your teammates top to bottom is very hard on this level because you live on such a big campus, and even though you're around each other a lot, it's more so you're with the defense or your position group. So you may not get as much time with the offensive lineman or tight end or fullback or anything like that. So just whenever you see one of your teammates sitting there chatting it up with them, kind of getting to know them more than the football level.
Last minute here with Brian Bodie Calhoun, outstanding defensive back at Minnesota. Out of the state of Delaware,
yep.
We don't get an opportunity to talk to a lot of Delaware athletes. What's high school sports like in Delaware? I can't imagine that there's a whole lot of one-on-one competition there because there just isn't that much. Give me a little sense of what it's like.
I would say we have about 45 high schools in Delaware, just to throw that out. So that's not a lot. Top to bottom, hour. You know, but high school sports, they're very big. They're big growing up. But talking to some of my teammates from Texas, Alabama, you know, it's not that big. I was a starting quarterback on my team from freshman year to senior year, and it did not get me as many girls as I thought it would. Let me just say that. You know, I'm like, I just had 4 touchdowns, and they're like, we had a game this week? I'm like, we have a game every week, so... it's not that big of a deal. We're more on the East Coast, so it's more basketball. Basketball gets a lot of the pub and a lot of the respect. So football is not really that big over there.
You didn't want to be a blue hen?
No, I did not want to be a blue hen. They actually don't recruit in state very much. So, yeah. But I'm glad I'm not. I'm glad to be a Golden Gopher. Wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
And you look back, and obviously there's a lot of plays you can kind of look on, but going back to a play that you mentioned earlier, the strip against Nebraska that really kind of set everything up, is that the play that you kind of remember so far anyway in your career, or are there some other plays that stand out in your mind even more?
Yes, that play and the interception versus Ohio State, because that was my dream school growing up. I always wanted to go to Ohio State. That was the first state I went to when I knew what states were. Went to the Carnival, won an Ohio State Buckeye basketball, so that was kind of cool, but it was just great to play against the team that I loved so much growing up, and making a big play on them to set my team up very well. So that's another play that I look at.
DCU, you mentioned, we'll wrap it up with this. That's game number one. You're not playing Podunk U. So does that put a little extra pep in the step when the summer gets long, the spring ball gets long, fall gets going to be, you know, it's first couple of weeks hard, sweat, tough before school starts.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different than maybe when you don't have that opponent?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. When things are starting to get hard, you're like, I don't feel like doing this. I just want to play. Then you go throw on some TCU film, and you're like, these guys are good. They're good. I can't just lay back right now. I got to go ahead and put it on full throttle. So they were great motivation. Really looking forward to playing against them, but more looking forward to fall camp. It's my last one. I really want to go out here and work on my technique and get better each and every day.
Speaking of working on something, has Coach Kill worked on his dance moves?
I can't verify that. I don't know, but I think he may have been working on something. I'm not too sure.
Well, he helped break some Husker hearts last year, but the number two team in the country, TCU, rolls in on opening day, and then they'll take on Nebraska up at their spot on the 17th of October. Brianne Bodie Calhoun, have a great season. It was great chatting with you, and have fun here at Media Days today.
Thank you, Doug and Daddy, and thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks.
Brianne, thanks so much. Great chat. And Brianne Bodie Calhoun brought to you, as all of our Big Ten interviews have been, by Garrett Tires and Treads, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee. We will have the Minnesota-TCU game next Thursday night right here on ESPN Radio, kicking off our college football season. So there you go.
Yeah, I think there's a game, Doug. I think, like, Montana State plays North Dakota State this week. Is that correct? Or do you guys know? I think there's one game that evidently the NCAA gave them the opportunity to play a week before everybody else. So I'm not positive on that, but I just, for some reason.
Yeah, one thing going on Saturday.
So. Is that right? The one game, yeah.
Well, lunchtime, Big Dally's Deli. If you're going to watch a little football tonight in the Hastings area, Big Dally's Deli can feed the whole crew. Put them in the cooler if you're heading on a road trip somewhere. Maybe St. Cecilia heading to Ravenna. If you're heading to Gehring, you probably needed to leave already. But if you haven't, pick up the sandwiches. You can eat them twice today. Big Dally's Deli, 610 East South Street, across from Duncan Field in downtown Hastings at 801 West 2nd. Great sandwiches. You get your choice of the meats, the cheese, the vegetables, the condiments, and, of course, many side items to choose from: fruit cups, soup, chips, potato salad, side salad, desserts, cookies, a whole lot more. And, of course, Big Dally's Deli also offers meat and cheese trays and extra-long sandwiches for special events. Big Dally's Deli, you're going to have a chance starting next Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show to win Big Dally's Deli combo meals with our 2015 Pigskin Pick'em.
Is that how you win?
Ready for that?
Yeah, I'm definitely. That'll be fun again. I'm looking forward to that.
I believe I got rolled up last year.
You know what happened? Once you get behind, you have to take chances, and you start picking people that
think I was last. Which is hard to believe. We want to thank Brianne Bodie Calhoun from Minnesota, outstanding defensive back. I want to thank Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. Win Ratliff, 13th in the world in bareback, going to be at the Oregon Trails Rodeo this weekend. And folks, coming up on Monday, Jim and I will be in Lincoln for the Game Week press conference, number one for Mike Riley. It'll be Game Week BYU. Special guests. We'll talk to some of the area guys, hopefully, that are out of class at that time. We'll hear Coach Riley's press conference. We'll recap the weekend in sports. So, Jimmy, don't trip, and be safe tonight at Ravenna.
Yeah, I'll see you early Monday morning.
No doubt about it, folks. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it all, and good luck to our football teams that start tonight. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.